on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1990.
Going back 35 years, the Time Machine now stops in 1990. These are the stories making news on the coast side. Checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, truck smashes into home, pins man under wall, the serenity of Robert Holzman's jewelry workshop in the foothills of Montero was shattered last week when a runaway construction truck slammed into his home. Holzman suffered a broken leg and cuts. The truck emergency brake had not been set, and the truck rolled 450 straight feet right down into Holzman's home. Speed reduced on Highway 1. The speed on Highway 1 between Grove Street and Terrace Avenue will be reduced from 45 to 40. The change is the result of a recent study requested by Councilman Ted Erickson. Army denies dump permit. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has denied a permit request by BFI that would have allowed construction of a 287-acre dump. The Army says the company would be better served by expanding their current dump site. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Has anyone noticed that long after the 4th of July fireworks, they've continued? These weren't your little backyard fireworks. They resounded throughout the neighborhoods with thundering noise and at late hours. And so intermittent that just when you think they're done, they fire off again. It's unsettling for humans, and the sad thing is for animals. I'm not sure how cats react, but dogs become traumatized. Some jump into bathtubs. Some need to be cuddled in blankets. I wondered if the fireworks folks have animals so they can realize the havoc that spreads. I've wondered how they have time to do these fire rings. Maybe during commercials or of movies being watched, maybe between beers. They finally subsided, and let's hope they stay quiet. Or let's hope they get a dog and they love to see how upsetting their dog can be, and maybe they'll stop. Stay calm and keep it down. It's 1990, and following the Iraq invasion of Kuwait, Operation Desert Shield begins as the United States and the UK send troops to Kuwait to help repel the Iraqi invaders. The U.S. is experiencing a bad recession that is being felt around the world. The wall dividing Berlin falls, and East and West Germany reunite. An earthquake in Iran kills 50,000 people, while a 7.7 quake in the Philippines kills over 1,600 people. President George Bush and the Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev sign a historic agreement to end the production of chemical weapons. In technology, Tim Berners-Lee publishes the first web page on the World Wide Web, while the first in-car GPS satellite navigation system goes on sale from Pioneer. How are we doing with the cost of living in 1990? With an average income of $28,900, you can buy a house for $123,000 or an IBM PSI computer from $999 to $1,999. And oh yes, the cost of a gallon of gas is $1.34. Popular films include Home Alone, Ghost, Dances with Wolves, Pretty Woman, and The Hunt for Red October, Mr. Sean Connery. In popular music, it's not unusual for an artist to cover a hit from the past and bring it back into popularity. That's the case with this 1966 hit by the Isley Brothers. It came back again and goes to number one on the AC charts. Here's Rod Stewart with This Old Heart of Mine.
Yeah.
Sometimes each time you break away, I feel you're gonna stay. Lonely nights that come, memories of flow, bringing you back again.
Music associated with popular movies tend to do well, and that's the case with this number one hit from the movie Pretty Woman. Here's Roxette, and It Must Have Been Love. The time machine stop, or where will it take us next week? Thanks for listening, and until next time, this is Cameron Palmer.
Time keeps on slipping into the future.